I will read some fragments from a short story by William Saroyan. The title is 70,000 Assyrians. I hadn't had a haircut in 40 days and 40 nights, and I was beginning to look like several violinists out of work. You know the look. Genius gone to pot and ready to join the Communist Party. We barbarians from the Asia Minor are hairy people. When we need a haircut, we need a haircut. It was so bad, I had outgrown my only hat. I was a young man in need of a haircut. So I went to 3rd Street, San Francisco, to the barber college for a 15-cent haircut. The young man who gave me the haircut was tall. He had a dark, serious face, thick lips, on the verge of smiling, but melancholy, thick lashes, sad eyes, a large nose. I saw his name on the card that was pasted on the mirror, Theodore Badal, a good name. Genuine, a good young man, genuine. Theodore Badal began to work on my head, a good barber, never speaks until he has been spoken to, no matter how full his heart may be. That name, I said, Badal, are you Armenian? Are you Armenian, I asked. We are a small people, and whenever one of us meets another, it is an event. We are always looking around for someone to talk to in our language. Our most ambitious political parties estimate that there are nearly 2 million of us living on the earth, but most of us don't think so. Most of us sit down and take a pencil and a piece of paper, and we take one section of the world at a time and imagine how many Armenians at the most are likely to be living in that section, and we put the highest number on the paper, and then we go on to another section. India, Soviet Armenia, Russia, Egypt, Italy, Germany, France, America, South America, Australia, and so on. After we add up our most hopeful figures, the total comes to something a little less than 1 million. Then we start to think how big our families are, how high our birth rate are, and how low our death rate, except in times of war, when massacres increase the death rate. And we begin to imagine how rapidly we will increase if we are left alone a quarter of a century, and we feel pretty happy. We always leave out earthquakes, wars, massacres, famines, etc., and it is a mistake. I asked Theodore Badal if he was an Armenian. She said, I am an Assyrian. Well, it was something. They, the Assyrians, came from our part of the world. They had noses like our noses, eyes like our eyes, hearts like our hearts. They had a different language. When they spoke, we couldn't understand them. But they were a lot like us. It wasn't quite as pleasing as it would have been if Badal had been an Armenian, but it was something. We began to talk about the Assyrian language and the Armenian language, about the old world, conditions over there, and so on. I was getting a 15-cent haircut, and I was doing my best to learn something at the same time, to acquire some new truth, some new appreciation of the wonder of life, the dignity of man. We are hopeful, I said. There is no Armenian living who does not still dream of an independent Armenia. Dream, said Badal. Well, that is something. Assyrians cannot even dream anymore. Why do you know how many of us are left on earth? 2 or 3 million, I suggested. 70,000, said Badal. That's all. 70,000 Assyrians in the world, and the Arabs are killing us. They killed 70 of us in a little uprising last month. There was a small paragraph in the paper. 70 more of us destroyed. We'll be whipped out before long. My brother is married to an American girl, and he has a son. There is no more hope. We are trying to forget Assyria. My father still reads a paper that comes from New York, an Assyrian paper, but he is an old man. He will be dead soon. I said so long to the young Assyrian and left the shop. I thought about the world business, Assyria and the Assyrians. Theodor Badal learning to be a barber, the sadness of his voice, the hopelessness of his attitude. 70,000 Assyrians, a mere 70,000 of that great people, and all the other quiet in death, and all the greatness crumbled and ignored, and the young man in America learning to be a barber, and the young man lamenting bitterly the curse of history. You find them where I found them, the Armenians. And they will be there forever, the race of man, the part of man, of Assyria as much as of England, that cannot be destroyed, the part that massacre does not destroy, the part that earthquake and war and famine and madness and everything else cannot destroy. I'm thinking of 70,000 Assyrians, one at a time, alive, a great race. I'm thinking of Theodor Badal, himself 70,000 Assyrians, as 70 million Assyrians, himself a Syria and man standing in a barber shop in San Francisco in 1933 and being still himself the whole race.